Same old Jets. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Big Apple Breakdown. Coming off a two-week hiatus, we are sorry, Brandon. He was out in Pittsburgh for week 7. We were both busy during week 8, so sorry we could not get you guys the picks. But we are here week 9. Just tomorrow, you know, the Jets host the Houston Texans on Thursday Night Football, Halloween edition of TNF. It's going to be a really tough game for the Jets, who are in the middle of a 5-game losing streak. Brandon, what's going on?
Well, it's been very interesting, and a lot has happened since the last time we did this show. But, you know, always happy to talk some Jets picks, and really going to be an interesting ride this week and the rest of the overall 2024 season.
Interesting to say the very least. Like I said, the Jets are going to host the Red Hot Texans on Thursday Night Football, but there are some injuries with the Texans. They will be without both receivers, Nico Collins and Stephon Diggs, which is a massive relief for the Jets secondary. But nevertheless, let's get right into it. Brandon, what's your lock for tomorrow's matchup?
My lock is Texans plus 1.5 because, well, number one, this is the first time I'm taking a non-Jets pick on this show, but it ties directly into the Jets because as of now, if you look at DraftKings Sportsbook, the New York Jets are favored in this game. And the line has, you know, it's held relatively steady. But as of now, the Jets are 1.5-point favorites over the Houston Texans. And look, I get it, right? The Texans are banged up. They were already without Nico Collins, and that hurt their offense immensely. They just lost Stephon Diggs, and that should hurt their offense immensely. You know, this is a team that isn't as strong as it was at the beginning of the season. But the Texans are 6-2. They still have C.J. Stroud. They still have Tank Dell. They have some young wide receivers, whether it be Xavier Hutchinson or John Metchie, that I'm a fan of. And they have a really damn good defense, namely a really damn good pass rush led by Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. I just don't see the Jets coming out on top in this one outright, whether it's covering the spread or even winning this game. They have not showed as a team enough in recent weeks that they can finish football games. They have not shown in recent weeks that they can go from point A to point B, meaning quarter one to quarter four. They have not played full games of complimentary football. And quite honestly, I can't pick the Jets to win this game without seeing the proof of concept. They have not won a game since beating the Patriots on Thursday Night Football. They lost to that same Patriots team last week and a slightly even depleted Patriots team compared to the one they faced in week 3. This is a team that is scuttling. It's a team that is struggling. And just seeing that line, I think even in the wild possibility that the Jets do win this game, the Texans aren't losing by more than 3 points. It's going to be an extremely close game. It's going to be a battle if it is close. And if it isn't close, the Texans are going to win. I just think this is – nothing's ever free money. Nothing's ever a free bet. But I think compared to where these two teams are, unless the Jets completely turn it around and they finally make good on what they've been saying in the press conferences the past few weeks, I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, absolutely. You do mention the Texans pass rush there. You mentioned Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson on the outside. You know, they also have a very explosive interior of the line, you know, composed of Tim Settle and Florenzo Fatukasi, former New York Jet. He's, you know, traveling back home. He's traveling to New Jersey to face his former team. And yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I said on my pregame show last week with my guy Matt O'Leary that I was picking the Jets to beat the Patriots. And I said, if they don't beat the Patriots, I am not picking them until they go on a tear. And I don't have the Jets winning this game. And it's, you know, a really tough matchup for the Jets, even with these injuries, which is, you know, really interesting because no one expected a 2-6 start out of this Jets team. You know, quite frankly, more people would have expected a 6-2 start than a 2-6 start. You mentioned the Patriots game. Brandon, not only the Jets beat them in week 3, their coach called them, quote, soft a week before this, you know, quote, superstar Jets team faced off against them. So, you know, really it's really unfortunate to see a team with this much anticipation, this much hype entering the season and just struggle this much. It's, you know, same old Jets. That's all I really have to say. But my lock for this week I'm going to go with Breece Hall, anytime touchdown score, minus 130. Breece is someone, he's found his way into the end zone, you know, a lot this season. He didn't get in the end zone last week, but I think a lot of it depends what the Jets' game plan is entering this matchup. I think the Jets are going to have to pick their poison. Are they going to want to, you know, attack in the air or attack on the ground? It kind of stinks for the team that the Texans' defense is both elite in stopping the run and stopping the pass. So I think the Jets are really going to have to stick with one game plan. And that's why I really like Breece Hall, because he's been explosive on the ground and in the receiving game. Last week, he wasn't as explosive in the receiving game, only had one catch for 9 yards while, you know, recording 80 yards on the ground. But week 7 against the Steelers, Brandon, you were at that game covering it with credentials. You saw Breece Hall was very explosive catching the ball out of the backfield. Around 90 receiving yards it was he had in week 7. So I think that's why I'm going with Breece Hall, because he can get anytime touchdown score, he can get on the end zone catching the ball or, you know, running the ball in. So that's why I really like Breece there. Brandon, what's a pick you're not feeling too confident in, but you definitely think it could happen?
I think for me, mine is Garrett Wilson over 80 receiving yards. And that's not doubting necessarily Garrett Wilson, right? This is more so not knowing the specific game plan of the Texans just yet. And you know, you're not going to know that until the game starts.
Exactly.
But the Texans have a ferocious pass rush. How are the Jets, who are also pretty banged up, going to hold up against that? That's a factor. Who is Derek Stingley going to be on? Is it going to be Davante Adams, or is it going to be Garrett Wilson? Because this pick is predicated on Garrett not being lined up with Stingley for the majority of the game. This is predicated on the Jets doing the smart stuff they were doing against the Buffalo Bills and then decide to go away from using Garrett in the slot more, using him to get free releases, etc. That is where this would come in. The possibility aspect and why it falls into this category for me is, as likely as it is that Stingley could be on Adams for the majority of the game, he could also be on Garrett, considering what Garrett has done. As much as I think the Jets could get the ball to Wilson down the field, Aaron Rodgers could also be under duress the entire game, and with limited mobility, they may not be able to execute as well, especially with the way that they stopped using the motion and stopped using the different things that were making things harder for the defense. This is, in a sense, a very similar matchup in a lot of ways to the Vikings matchup, where you have a very blitz-happy, a very man-coverage-heavy, difficult defense that is facing an offense that kind of just like that, set the pieces in stone and static and then go from there. So it's going to be really interesting. I think there's a great shot that Garrett does it. I also think there's a possibility that he falls below that number for reasons outside of himself.
Absolutely. You look at Garrett Wilson's numbers, Brandon. He really, you know, had a rough start to the season, but he's turned it around as of like week 7 performance against the Steelers, and then last week against the Pats, 5 catches, 113 yards against. So, you know, Christian Gonzalez was lining up against him a lot, and Gonzalez is someone who really kept Wilson at bay during the team's week 3 clash. But I'm also going to throw a Texans pick in there, and that pick for me is Joe Mixon for my could happen. Joe Mixon, 2+ touchdowns at plus 400. I'm not going to, you know, make it out of the question here, Brandon, because you look at someone like Joe Mixon, this season, he's really emerged as an explosive running back in this league. You know, got in the end zone six times this season, and he's just, what he's shown, his capability to rip off these long runs, these 10+ yard runs. I think this is something that the Jets run defense, that's already struggled, they don't have, their task doesn't get much easier this week containing Mixon. So I feel what the Texans are going to do is they're going to really want to, you know, air the ball out with CJ Stroud, find someone like Tank Dell, Xavier Hutchinson, John Mechie, among the names you mentioned here earlier on. I think that's what the Texans are going to try to do, and set up opportunities for someone like Mixon in the end zone at the 15-yard line, at the 10-yard line, for him to, you know, showcase his abilities and get in the end zone. So that's why I'm picking Joe Mixon plus 400 for my could happen. Brandon, what's something you view as a long shot for tomorrow night's contest?
Before I get there, I definitely like the Mixon one. Another one I would toss out, not really having an exact number here, but I would really look at CJ Stroud rushing totals, because even facing a guy like Jacoby Brissett, the Jets' pass rush lanes have been abysmal the entire season. There are scramble lanes consistently for teams, and Stroud is a very underrated improviser, scrambler, if those yards are in front of him, he will take them. So that's something that I definitely look at. My long shot here, to bring things full circle, for those Seinfeld fans out there, going full Costanza would be the long shot. Jets minus 7 plus 222. This is the when every bone in your body is telling you one thing, every thought in your head is telling you one thing, go with the opposite. This is the, the Jets have been really bad. They haven't been able to beat anyone. So I'm going to pick them to win by a touchdown against one of the best teams in the AFC. Does the pick make any sense? No. Is it probably going to happen? No. But that's the whole pick. That's the whole point of a long shot, right? It's something that you throw out there where you don't expect it to happen and you go from there. So I think that's the one for me, because for those that have followed the team, we've seen this story. It's the Jets have one of these abysmal losing streaks, and then all of a sudden they win a game they're not supposed to. We saw it back in 2020. If you've been following the team since, I would put an arbitrary number on like 2010, because that's really when my fandom and covering this as someone watching the majority of the games started, when I was a young kid, just about Connor's age. the Jets have done stuff like this all the time. So it's a long shot. There's a reason it's plus 222 odds, but it's not out of the question. And that's the crazy thing about football. That's the crazy thing about the Jets. They have room to pull off things like this.
Absolutely. And before I get to my long shot, you mentioned the CJ Stroud rushing totals. All DraftKings has for Stroud right now is plus, you know, over 25 rushing yards plus 500. So that's a very favorable line, I feel, plus 500 for over 25 rushing yards from CJ Stroud. But my long shot here, you know, I'm going to go, it's going to be a tough one, but I'm going with Davante Adams, and I think over 110 receiving yards plus 750. Do I think it's going to happen? Definitely not. Can it? For sure. You know, Rodgers, that Rodgers-Adams connection is really yet to blossom since the team acquired him. And who knows? Aaron Rodgers, like we saw in his 8 seasons with Adams in Green Bay, he likes to air the ball out to him. We haven't seen that yet, but you never know when that connection is just going to click, and then they could just be humming. Davante Adams is also someone to watch in the red zone, I believe. So all it takes is a couple of deep balls, and then obviously the routine out routes, the routine slants for that line to hit. Like I said, I don't think it's going to happen, but I do think there is a possibility. Everyone, make sure you smash that like button, and you are subscribed to the channel. That'll do it for us. Another edition of Big Apple Breakdown in the books. Brandon, you got any final thoughts?
If you want to go to the game and enjoy the game, do it. If you want to stay home, not watch the game, you know, maybe baseball is on. There's a lot of basketball, hockey on.
Yep.
Just to, honestly, the best words I can give to someone, just enjoy your night. If you still enjoy watching the football because of the train wreck, go for it. If you want to do something else, nobody's blaming you.
Brent, I'm gonna throw you on the spot here, and I'll give mine as well. Final score prediction for tomorrow.
Well, it's a good thing that I already made one in the article. Ooh. I am writing for Jets X Factor. Yes. I have Texans winning 27-20. I think that we kind of see a bit of a similar script play out, where I don't think this is necessarily a blowout, and I could be easily proven wrong. But I think the Jets are consistently behind by a score in this game. And who knows, maybe they have a last drive chance to try to tie it. They don't pull it off. Something in that vein. But I see the Jets losing by anywhere from 7 to 10 points tomorrow night. So I'm going to go with 27-20.
And, you know, this is something really interesting for me. This is a game I circled right when the schedule came out. I did not think the Jets were going to win, even if they fully lived up to the expectations of really, you know, getting off to this insanely hot start to the season. I'm going to say the Jets lose here 28 14. I have the Jets losing by 2 touchdowns because I just really have no faith in them. They need to prove me wrong in order for me to, you know, even make it a, you know, lose by 1 score to an elite team like the Texans. So I'm picking the Jets to lose by 2 scores and until they prove me wrong. But who knows? The Jets, you know, they find crazy things to do anything really. So who knows? Maybe the Jets go out, they surprise, and they somehow, you know, go out and collect a great win. They have the potential to do that, I believe, but they also have the potential to just spiral out of control and have, you know, just have a blowout loss. So it's, you know, you never know with this team. But Brandon, really appreciate another edition of Big Apple Breakdown in the books. You got any final thoughts?
Nope. Hope everyone has a great night.
Absolutely. That'll do it for us. Brandon Pockris, Connor Long, signing off. JTS, Jets, Jets, Jets.